Blog Talk Radio.
Cassandra Grant. I just love that song. It just soothes my soul. Well, yesterday, all week, we had a really great week. Yesterday, I'm very, very late. It's 6:40 a.m. in the morning, and usually I'm on by at 6. And I will be very honest. I speak the truth, especially to my audience. I was not feeling well this morning. I was not feeling well. But I just could not lay there and just soak and say, oh, I don't feel good. You know, when God gives you an assignment, you got to push through the pain sometimes. You know, you got to do what you got to do. Well, today, it's what do you believe? What do you believe? The purpose of this show is prayer, but it's also teaching. Also, it's teaching God's word, teaching life lessons. It's not just limited to prayer. Prayer is something that we should do daily, not just when we need something or want God to move. You know, do something for us, but it should be a lifestyle. And I enjoy praying for others to see the manifestation of God when he answers the prayers. I just don't see how people can say if there is no God, you know. And that's what we were talking about in the spiritual realm. I want to just complete up a little bit what we were talking about yesterday. We don't really have that much time, but we're going to get it in, okay? Now, the devil gives people excuses and reasons to believe God does not exist or that he is afar off. The devil's also trying to people, persuade people into thinking that they don't need God or that he is a weak God. The devil Lucifer is a created being, a fallen angel who began twisted on the inside. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which weakens the nation? Check Isaiah 14:12 out. The only power the devil has is the power you give him over yourself by believing his lies. These lies are like a trap or a snare that takes you captive. The devil is the enemy of God. and his evil followers on this planet are also trying to draw you and me away from our Heavenly Father, a relationship with him, and his plan for our lives. Most people don't even realize when they are deceived or ensnared, that is how slick and devious the devil is. The most dangerous thing I see in people that allow this deception to occur is pride. Pride is blindness to God and the reality that we need him. Pride tells us that we can do anything without God, help or intervention. This is very dangerous. You know, pride is one of the seven deadly sins. You know, the Word of God says that pride will lead you down the road of destruction. Yes, that's what it says. So pride, we become blinded, setting our minds and hearts to go another way, stiff-necked with a bad attitude, hard-hearted, and rebellious against or opposing God. When blinded like that, we can believe a lie or think we are okay, even when we're not. God is a turning point. The turning around place is in him. We need God's help. We need God. But pride is something else. I didn't realize that I was a pride person at one time. But sometimes we get caught up. But there's two things, you know. There is a God. But you're not it. Yes. I'm not it. I need God. You know. I believe in him. What do you believe? I believe his word. I believe that all things are possible. I've experienced miracles. Okay, some people say the universe was still created. I use the word universe as well. But I understand, I understand the dynamics of the kingdom of God, how it operates. Spiritual realm is real. I believe that we have to make a choice, though. God is not going to snatch you up and, you know, rescue you. You have to make a decision. You have to make a decision. He will snatch you up and rescue you. But he knows our heart. He knows our heart. And if you are full of pride and hard-hearted, it's like you don't need anything with anybody, you're going to be by yourself. You have to have some type of relationship, some type of communication. And our communication with God is prayer. You're saying, you know, pray diligently, pray in secret, and he will reward you openly. Mm-hmm. You have to read his word. You have to find out about him, what he says, what he says he's gonna do for you, what he can do for you. You know, you have to find out. You have to spend time with him. Now, the key, as for me and you, the key is to know and have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. This is not an option nor an opinion, but truth, which is greater. Hearing is truth. We must realize that God is real, and he has thought, feeling, power, and is pure love. God is pure in thought, intent, and motive. He is for us. He's telling you, I truly love you. Come to me. God loves us to know that for us. Anything else is a lie, rejecting him. Now, when you reject God, that's when you go to hell, right here on earth. It pushes you down to hell when you reject God. Right here on earth. People be going through stuff and don't even realize it. The good thing about it is that he's so loving and forgiving that even if you go through hell right here on earth, you can rise. You can be delivered. You can be set free. You can go down to hell. Got the keys right out of Satan's hands. Then he ascended to heaven. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. I feel in my spirit right now, so I want to have questions. And God wants you to spend more time with him. Listen to your heart. The mind will put tricks on you. If your intuition, is telling you that something is not right, and it doesn't sit well with you, 99.9% you're correct. I promise you, I guarantee you, if you're not talking to God about it, he will show you or he will speak to your heart about it, and he will answer your prayer. From heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory that is to be yours now and forever. Amen. Amen. I want to thank all the listeners from all over the world who know it will be the person next door too. Long as some good words land on someone's ears to touch their heart and their mind. Thank you all. You have a very blessed and productive day. Ciao. Thank you.